This is John Lothian with the daily update of commentary and stories from the First Read section of the John Lothian newsletter for April 13th, 2021. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. We lead off JLN today with the comments and stories from the hits and takes section. On Friday, we published a video interview Tom Thompson did with Richard Sandor for our The History of Financial Futures series. Doc Sandor was an especially important person in the development of the earliest financial futures, including helping to plan the first startup electronic exchange. He moved from the comforts of Berkeley, California, where he was teaching at the University of California, Berkeley, to the rough and tumble markets of Chicago to become the chief economist of the biggest commodity exchange in the world, the Chicago Board of Trade. The world was changing, and Doc Sandor helped facilitate that change with the introduction of Ginnie Mae and 30-year Treasury bond futures. He is still trying to change the world with his new Ameribor futures at the American Financial Exchange, where he is the chairman and CEO. IEX has responded to NASDAQ economist Phil McIntosh's attempt to discredit the D-limit order type at IEX. It was an ill-fated attempt, making NASDAQ appear to be the challenger. IEX Chief Market Policy Officer John Ramsey takes apart the NASDAQ attack with a post on Medium titled, "How Do You Measure a Phil? NASDAQ Attacks with a Dull Knife." Nothing like a good knife fight between exchanges. JPX Group CEO issued a message regarding the transition to new market segments on April 4th, 2022, Prime Market, Standard Market, and Growth Market. Here's the message from Kyota Ikira, Director and Representative Executive Officer Group CEO, Japan Group Inc. Look for a link in today's newsletter. Eurex has a webinar coming up on April 28th at 9:30 a.m. Central Time, U.S. and Canada, titled Finding Smarter Ways to Interact with Today's FX Futures Liquidity. Participants in the webinar are from Eurex, Flow Traders, Massa Capital, RCMX, as well as economist Mark Chandler. The event is described as a soup-to-nuts discussion across the entire FX trade cycle. Capture FX trade recommendations to ensure you are utilizing the most efficient FX products and implementation processes and maximize your access to a new pool of deeper, reliable FX liquidity. You can register with a link in today's newsletter. Save the dates of October 11th to October 15th for LME Week 2021. There will be an option for an in-person attendance at the seminar, and the LME dinner will take place, LME says. Reuters has named its first woman to lead the news organization in 170 years. The new editor-in-chief is Alessandro Galliani, its global managing editor. A blog called OptionsTradingIQ.com has a post titled, "What is Front Running?" I have been a front runner my whole life. Every time I try running backwards, I trip over something. Most people trip up when they front run too in the market. Trading Technologies yesterday made their first matching donation of $2,500 to the JLN Education GoFundMe campaign, matching the donations made by Charlie Carey, Ernesto Pinto, Drew Mauch, Brian Rice, and Sterling Trading Tech. Thank you to TT for this matching donation and for their pledge to match up to $20,000 in donations to our GoFundMe campaign. For the Fixed Income Group, Robin Marshall, Director of Fixed Income at FTSE Russell, will lead a webinar on Wednesday, April 14th at 10 a.m. Eastern Time titled, "After the Taper Tantrum, Key Issues for Global Fixed Income, Second Quarter 2021. Planned discussion topics include the economic impact of the recent increase in bond yields and whether or not central banks are behind the inflation curve. You can register with a link in today's newsletter, Suzanne Cosgrove reported. Also on Wednesday, April 14th at 15:30 CET, Coventus is holding a webinar on the future of commodities trading, transforming global commodities trade through blockchain and digitalization. The company says webinar speakers will focus on the global agricultural market, specifically on Brazil grains and oilseed post-trade execution challenges. Register with a link in today's newsletter, Suzanne Cosgrove reported. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Here's the Richard Sandor video. Richard Sandor makes history with financial futures, by John Lothian News. Richard Sandor is known as the father of financial futures, a name given to him by the Chicago Tribune and the Chicago Board of Trade for his work in helping to create the 30-year Treasury bond futures and many other financial contracts at the Chicago Board of Trade when he was their chief economist. To find this video, go to johnlothiannews.com. Don't forget to register for FIA Law and Compliance 2021. Go to www.fia.org to register. Here is the story on Medium from IEX. How do you measure a fill? NASDAQ attacks with a dull knife, by John Ramsey of IEX. Those who follow equity markets closely know that D-limit is an order type introduced by IEX in October of last year that is designed to help incentivize displayed quotes by protecting users of the order type from latency arbitrage. It does so by automatically adjusting the order's price in very small time increments, adding up to several seconds during the trading day. We use a disclosed formula that detects when the national best bid or offer prices are changing and displayed quotes are at a high risk of being executed at stale prices. Latency arbitrageurs seek to selectively trade against displayed quotes in these same fleeting moments during the more than 99% of the trading day when prices are not in transition. The order type functions like any other limit order. D-limit has won widespread support and was approved unanimously by the SEC after an extensive approval process. We have published various analysis showing the strongly positive results from use of D-limit. My comment, knife fights between IEX and NASDAQ. Here is a story from Vinson and Elkins LLP, the law firm. Credit for climate action. The fourth national climate assessment issued by the U.S. Global Change Research Program found that climate change is already having an impact on businesses and communities across the United States. The report also found that without significant global mitigation and adaptation efforts, climate change will inflict increasing disruption and damage. International reports have made similar findings. As a result of these existing and anticipated disruptions, climate change has become a major business concern for many company executives and investors. My comment, climate change is a major concern. Yes, indeed. Here's the press release from LME. LME Week 2021 saved the date. We are pleased to announce that LME Week 2021 will be going ahead in London this year. Subject, of course, to UK governmental guidance, the LME Metal Seminar will be held on Monday, October 11th, with options to attend in person or virtually, and the LME Annual Dinner will take place on Tuesday, October 12th. My comment, how I wish I could attend in person. Here's a story from the New York Times. Some pubs and shops reopen in England, raising hopes for economic recovery. The pandemic has left Britain with deep economic wounds, but Monday is a really positive start. For the past year, the British economy has yo-yoed with the government's pandemic restrictions. On Monday, the next bounce began as shops, outdoor dining, gyms, and hairdressers reopened across England for the first time in months. My comment, this is a sure sign of progress. Here is a story from the New York Times. Reuters names a new editor-in-chief. Alessandro Galani, its global managing editor, will be the first woman to lead the news agency in its 170-year history. Reuters named Alessandra Galani, one of the news agency's highest-ranking editors, as its new editor-in-chief, the company announced Monday. Miss Galani, 47, will be the first woman to lead the Reuters newsroom in its 170-year history. As global managing editor since 2015, she already had a top position at one of the world's biggest news organizations with 2,500 journalists and 200 locations. My comment, progress takes time, lots of it. Here is a story from Matt Levine at Bloomberg. Maybe SPACs are really IPOs. Also, Bitcoin contango, GameStop NFTs, Goldman small cap research, and financial domination. A popular and approximating true thing to say about special purpose acquisition companies is that a company that goes public through a SPAC can tell investors its financial projections, while a company that goes public through an initial public offering can't. If you merge with a SPAC, the thinking goes you can market yourself to investors based on projected future revenue and income. If you do a regular IPO or a direct listing, you can only tell investors about your past financial results. My comment, really good article by Matt Levine about SPACs. Here are the top three most read stories from Monday's JLN. The most read story on Monday was from Bloomberg's editorial board. Europe is heading toward a new financial crisis. Number two on Monday was a Yahoo Finance story that was also the second most read on Friday. JP Morgan CEO Jamie Dimon outlined serious weakness of virtual work. And the third most read was from the Wall Street Journal, ETFs could rock the Bitcoin world. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a John Lothian newsletter subscriber, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.